RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Yeah. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot. We a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We a number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Hey. Shout out to that boy, Young Zell, as always.
Yeah.
Welcome in here.
Top 10 rappers in Sacramento, man. According to the Thizzler, I think it was.
Top 10, top 2.
Facts.
Not 2.
Like, facts.
Zell the one right now. Zell, we appreciate you. We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, August 13th edition of Dealing with KC. I'm Damian Barley.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
Alongside, what are you doing with him?
That's what we do, man. That's what we do. Riveting conversation about A's attendance, man. I saw some of those numbers over the last few days and thought, oh, boy.
I knew this one was coming, though. I mean, the Rays are in town. It's the middle of the week.
Not pretty. Hot, too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it hasn't happened much this year, but it's been hot the last few days. Yeah. And, like, I saw that number last night. I was like, I don't know if I want to be there either.
Monday, actually, so with all this stuff, aside from maybe one or two series, I actually kind of dodged the bullet. Like, it hasn't been, it's been perfectly fine. And even this week, so we talk about this weekend was crazy, right? Super hot. I was there Monday. It was a nice night. It was fine. Like, once the sun starts going down lately, it's fine.
And the funny thing was, it was legit chilly this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I walked in a zip up. Like, it was cold. Yeah. We did the TK walk this morning for the first day of school.
Oh, man.
It was like, hey,
how'd that go?
It was good. It was I didn't say anything. It's a little overwhelming for your boy.
Oh.
Because that was my first one.
Oh, wait, I mean, what? It was Willie Green?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I just meant, oh, man, there's kids and parents and, like, there's all of this stuff happening. And so we're trying to figure out, because there's these signs, like, you know, parents and or students and faculty past this point, you know, only. And it was like, okay, well, that can't be for TK, right? Like, we can't just, like, let her go. like her classroom is around the corner. So we're navigating all of this. The bell rings and we're kind of following other people's lead. So we take Morgan to the class, and right when we get to the door, I look over and Katie's lip is starting to quiver. I'm like, yeah. Don't. It's like tough love. Don't. Because if you do, she's going to lose it. And I could feel Morgan on the verge of losing it all morning. Like she would go from, I don't want to go, to, is Audrey going to stay with me, to like jumping and running around and playing.
Yeah.
And like, so we got there and she was in a like, okay spirit. And we got to the door and you could see like confusion start to settle in a little bit. And then Katie's lip starts to, it's like, stop it. And she pulls it together and put the snack here, put the lunch here. And it's like, oh my God, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on here, but we got it. And, you know, Audrey, the 11-year-old, is with us and we're all holding it together. And it's like, okay, it's time for everyone to go. You know, one last hug and, you know, hug, dad hug, yeah, sister hug. And then the second we walk out the door, Katie loses it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, okay. And it was that's all right.
Yeah, that's...
You made it.
That's
you made it. We got through that. And, you know, Morgan's 4, so it's the, you know, barring a slip-up slash miracle, like, that's the last first day of school she has. Meanwhile, right before we leave the house, Abby is going to her first day of her senior year at Rockland High School. So it's like she, you know, these, you know, we leave and there's the truck painted with, you know, senior 2026, and we're off to TK for the first. So it was a lot, man, but it was pretty dope.
Hey, can you imagine them getting stuck in the pickup line in the parking lot?
Oh, brother.
What you mean? What do you mean?
You're saying remote, like there's just,
remote throwing that'll happen in that.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, Maggie, get out the way. I was here first.
Hey, those lines get crazy though.
So
it is, those lines get ridiculous.
So that was another funny part is there's where the TK side is, because there's elementary and all that, but the TK, you could go to like another side that has a small little loop around, and she goes, oh, this is probably where like drop off is. You could just pull in here and drop off. And I'm looking around like, she's 4. Like, what am I going to, okay, baby, have a good day, and like kick her out of the car? Just no, hang her right. Hang a right, Morgan. No, like, and then I'm looking around realizing, no, people like got out of their car.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at like, no, I'm going to walk. Right. Like it's seconds from the house. Like I'm just going to walk.
Yeah.
If it's raining, I'll figure it out that day. Well, but right now I'm just going to walk.
It's raining. People getting kicked out of the car if it's raining.
Poor Roddy. Now, Roddy's been through the trenches, I guess, as he's been flipped off, cursed out, and screamed at by yard duties. It's a crazy world out there.
Yo, seeing that first day, I mean, because I've, you know, God, my life is so different at 45 than it was at 44. My mission at that school was to make sure I left the house early enough when I was walking Sprout that when we came back, we talked about this before, school pickup or drop off it's psycho behavior, but it's only about 10 minutes long. You have to avoid that 10 to 15 minute window.
Yeah.
And that was my only mission before, was to make sure I got Sprout past that school and just enjoyed the walk to our park back to the house. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like Denzel in The Equalizer trying to figure out how do I.
Poor Matt Jones just texting right now. I'm in the damn pickup line right now, all caps. As Wednesdays are for early release for the whole school.
Yeah, it's rough.
Matt George is rough right now.
It's rough. That's why pickup line, though. To be honest with you,
prayers to Matt George.
He got a younger kid, but pickup line. Hey man, meet me around the corner. What are you talking? I'm not going through that line. Meet me around the corner.
She's 4.
Well, no, not that's what I'm saying. The babies.
Oh man.
But even then, hey, I'm gonna park around the corner. I'm going to walk up and come get you. Mm-hmm. And we're going to walk back around the corner to the car. I'm not getting in the middle of that mess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be in no line. I'm not going to be in no line. I will take a nice little stroll, nice little walk.
When did you start, like, or does Reese ever live close enough to walk home from school, or you guys always just picked him up?
Yeah, last year.
Fifth grade.
He lives close
home.
Enough. Last year, he started to walk home / he had a scooter, so he'd get on the scooter home. But I always took him in the morning. Mm-hmm. Well, not when he had the scooter, because he'd have to take the scooter. But I didn't like that. I was like, man, I'll take you to school. Like, I'll take you. And he had to have the scooter to come home because Jazz was working and she wasn't always able to get there at 2:15 to pick
up. Oh, this is great. I forgot. It's 12, like the school, it's over. Like the TK is over for the day, and I'm getting a video of her walking out, and she gave her teacher a hug, and she is as happy as can be after her first day of school. That's awesome, man. That's great.
Well, we're getting into it too. Happy birthday to D-Lo.
Yeah, man. Air horns for D-Lo.
Hit the air horns.
What are we doing?
I don't got them over here, bro.
Yeah, I don't have them either.
Yeah.
Well, you're not allowed to have a soundboard.
That needs to change. Jonathan!
No, you're not allowed to have a soundboard.
Terry, what's the guy's name?
Austin.
Terry Austin!
No, isn't it Austin Scott?
Austin Scott, yeah. Austin.
Who's Terry Austin?
I forgot who we were talking about.
What are you talking about?
Austin!
Also, knowing how much you love This Is Your Life, that segment, we're going to do that today. Instead of having your old middle school teacher, Jerry Jones will be here. Maybe we'll get those to just throughout periods of the show. I don't know who's going to pop up.
You were a former Cowboys fan, so Jerry will be there. Like you said, plenty of surprises.
Yeah, birthday messages, all that. This is your life, D-Lo, today.
Maybe even Dick Vitale. Plenty of surprises.
The worst is when I pop for an impression. That is just frustrating.
You almost did right now.
No, I did. I appreciate it. Thank you for the birthday wishes, for sure. It's been a good start to the day, man. Katie has made the day very special. She has been hell-bent on planning something for weeks, months even. Like, she's like, I'm going to throw you a birthday party. Oh, that's very nice, baby. No, I'm like, I didn't realize she was sending out like invitations and like telling people, and like she has this whole like thing, like plan, and it's like I've never experienced, like, I know I talk a lot about her. I've never experienced anyone like her in my life. Like, she is
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Question.
She's something.
What has the bigger space, the bigger square footage, more rooms? The party you went to Saturday or the party that may be thrown on Saturday, this coming Saturday?
Great question.
Not a great question.
No, it's
I thought it was a great question.
The party we went to Saturday.
I don't know, man. I might go with the latter.
It's funny, like Joe Brazil, I guess he walked out as I was walking in. He was like, hey, man, happy birthday. Gave me a hug, and he's telling me, like, I'm going to be there Saturday. And I'm like, great. I have no idea who was invited. All I said was, like, make sure, she knows to invite, like, you guys. Like, you have, all of the important people's numbers. Like, there's no questions. Like, yep, got all that. So I don't say nothing to no one because I have no idea who she sent the message to and who she didn't. So I am literally ignorant to this whole, I've been told starting at 2:00, I can either be out of the house or I can be upstairs, but I can't just be roaming free.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. What are you going to do? Cause you really can't like just, oh, do you need help? Cause she's going to get pissed off, I think.
No, she will be very, very upset.
Can't do that,
she will be. So my plan is, my plan is to do everything I got to do in the morning. And then I'm going to go upstairs.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time.
Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Upstairs and leave me alone. If I could take a nap, either. I'm going to take a nap. Like, yeah. If I can.
Not bad. You got the movie theater up there.
No,
that's true.
Oh, you moved the theater to the basement or something?
I moved it downstairs.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's still
kids'
there.
Rooms are upstairs.
It's still there. Yeah. You know, it still exists. Don't get it twisted.
Pro's got a portable movie room. Wow.
I tell you this. That bitch was not portable. that joint was tough to move.
Is there wrestling this weekend? Is it Paris? Is that this weekend? Maybe you can watch that.
I have Paris. No idea. No, I have no idea what's next. Is the Clash in Paris or Clash
of Paris?
Paris,
yeah.
What's the main event of that?
I think it's a
Logan LA, and Cena, isn't it?
Well, LA Knight, Roman.
Logan and Cena?
Logan and Cody?
No, Logan and Cena. I don't.
Logan's
Logan
in the main
is somebody.
Event.
Like, yeah,
Logan
think,
versus Cena?
Yeah, I think.
I guess Cena. John Cena's a baby. Well, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There's LA Knight, Roman, I think, Seth and Jey Uso, I think, or something like that. Some four match.
Man.
All I know is Jey Uso's ain't that bad.
Jey Uso's been in some controversy in the last couple of days.
Has he really?
Has he? Uh-oh.
Yeah. They got, there's, you know, people doing some work on some videos and investigating some video. Him and Jada were in the club. Jada Parker from NXT.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they putting two. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
Well, is Jay?
No.
I think he is married.
Oh man.
I think he is. That's why he's become.
I think there's another rumor about his brother. Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
Is she pregnant?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I saw
she's injured right now.
So
she's
I saw something well. That said there's a rumor about Naomi. So I feel like if it's an injury, you just talk about it.
Right.
Like it's wrestling. Like that you don't really. I think it was Meltzer who said, yeah, there's a rumor about Naomi that's going around the locker room right now, and if it's true, it's going to keep her out a really, really, really long time. Mm. They normally don't do that if, like, she tore her Achilles. They'd be like, yeah, Naomi tore her Achilles, man. Like, that sucks.
Well, they did a weird thing, or she did a weird thing, where the other day she was, like, sitting on a suitcase and rolled down a hill, and it looked like she got to, like, a speed bump and tripped, right? That's what it looked like happened.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as she gets to the speed bump, the video freezes and stops. And then... like the next week, they're like, oh, she's out with an injury. So people are like, I hope she didn't get injured on that video, which is just, it's just bizarre that video would just stop. Like, so if you're trying to cover up that she's pregnant, you could point to she got hurt messing around backstage. Like, that wasn't even part of a storyline. It would just be like, I hope she didn't get hurt on messing around backstage. But the video just stops. And that was always like, that was weird. There's no aftermath, like her laying on the ground or anything like that. It was just a weird video.
Huh.
So if she is pregnant, people, it's worked because they pointed to that video as to why she might not be available to wrestle. She might have hurt herself. That's what people say.
Catch it on the next episode of Unreal.
Well, shout out Naomi. She's 37.
Yeah, man.
How old's Jimmy?
He's probably around the same age.
Yeah, Jimmy 39.
Yeah.
Jimmy 39, man. That brother's been around a long time.
Yes.
Good for them. They've low key. I mean, those two are first ballot Hall of Famers.
Yeah,
talking about Jimmy and Jay.
I mean, I think they have a legitimate argument to be the greatest tag team ever.
Absolutely.
I don't know if they are or not.
I mean,
but
it's them in the New Day.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to miss me with. You know, the Hart Foundation.
I was just about to say, you ain't Hart Foundation.
Yeah, no, but it's some, again, it's a lot like. It's,
the Hardys
it's
a, don't get love?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, the Hardys are up there. And like, if you go WWE, if you stretch it out to like wrestling, you can include like the Young Bucks and guys like that. Like, if you stretch it outside
Harlem
the
Heat.
Company. Yeah, Harlem. Yeah, Harlem Heat's absolutely there too. But yeah, Jimmy and Jay and the New Day
I think
are right at the top of that
with
list.
With all those people we just mentioned, I do think. Jimmy and Jay are top five for sure, maybe mm-hmm. top three. Mm-hmm. And it came out of nowhere. Like all those other guys, you could kind of, that's when tag teams were special. You know, you would prop up a tag team and it was a thing. I don't think those guys expected the Usos to be what they ended up being. Mm-hmm. I think they were just kind of maybe looked at as a little bit of a throwaway tag team. And to go from that.
I think anytime you're with that family, you get the benefit of the doubt. So you're going to get an opportunity. Like Jimmy and Jay they've messed up. They've messed up in the past and they've got an opportunity, you know, they have gotten an opportunity. Same is true for Matt and Jeff. Mm-hmm. Like they've messed up too, like Jeff more than Matt. Mm-hmm. But like there's always, it's clear someone, and you know, most people think it's Michael Hayes, has seen something in them to where it's like, give them another shot, mm-hmm. give them another shot. And every time you did, they performed. And then when you gave them the opportunity to kind of split up and go single, like I didn't, you were the first person to call it, because when they tried to do that thing with Jay, it was like, it's cute, but like this is going to have a shelf life. You're going to have to put him back with Jimmy and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. But it took off. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't see it taking off, and it absolutely did. Like people really started to gravitate towards Jay. He leaned into it pretty tough, and you know I think WWE made a bit of a mistake going back to Gunther. When they did, but hey, I guess you can have Gunther versus Goldberg. Jesus Christ. I saw what Brett was complaining about, by the way. The Gunther chops.
Yeah.
I actually agree with Brett. I think that's the stupidest thing in wrestling.
What does he do?
When they do these chops that just when you slap the hell out of somebody.
Oh, he's like, he's not if a you look that's at old school, huh?
But no, not really. Like I know, he called Flair out for doing it. He was like, this is a work. Like you're hurting your opponent when you do that. And Punk, when Punk holds the belt up, his chest is just swollen up, red and purple, and it's cut. Mm-hmm. And it's like that's so dumb to me. Like I don't, I know that in Japan, I think they call it strong style. Where they really, they beat the crap out of each other. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm a Bret Hart stan now.
Well, Bret's no, your boy.
Between Goldberg and
you and like, WCW, I think that's your boy.
I think that's whack.
Bret? He's the greatest.
Oh, by the way, that reminds me. WCW had his own special way of wishing me happy birthday on his show this morning. I'll send you the clip, but it does remind me. Happy birthday to DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, wait a minute. Now I'm intrigued.
I'll send you the clip. I don't think I can legally play the clip on the air. Maybe I can. I don't know. I'll send it to you guys, though. But yeah, happy birthday to DeMarcus Cousins. But I'm with Brett in that. Like,
well, yeah, I was going to say, Brett's annoying, but he's stop not slapping people. Too wrong, I think, with when he talks.
No.
Yeah, Prayer for Mojo says, Bret Hart is a walking complaint machine. Yeah, he is. But in this case, he's not necessarily wrong.
Bret Hart is cool. I've always liked Bret Hart, but I just don't think he's as great as he thinks he is.
He's top.
He's great, Brett, but he's not on that level of the other ones.
Bret has a really difficult time of separating the guy who was on TV, and this is the weird thing about wrestling. Like Al Pacino was never Michael Corleone, right? But Bret Hart was Bret the Hitman Hart. And that's the case with a lot of wrestlers. Mm-hmm. Like in a lot of wrestlers' cases, you're the guy who was on TV because that's what people know you as. You know Al Pacino was Scarface. Mm-hmm. Like you know Al Pacino from Any Given Sunday. You know Al Pacino from 50 different things or whatever your favorite actor is. You know him from 50 different things. You know Stone Cold Steve Austin. You might know the Ringmaster. You might know Stunning Steve. But you know Stone Cold Steve Austin. And that... It's like when those guys step away from that, I think Brett thinks, no, that was me. I'm the Canadian hero. Like people loved me. And he's right to a certain degree. They loved the character that you created. They loved the character that you presented. But the guys that you were working with were a big part of the reason that your character is what it is. And Austin in 97 with, you know, even the Patriot and the Legion of Doom and all of those guys who were fighting for America while he was holding that Canadian flag and Dude Love and all of that stuff, that helped make Brett. But Brett sometimes talks like it was just him. Hmm. Like, no, they love me. All right, Brett. Like, and the truth be told, Goldberg does the same exact thing. Goldberg is so incredibly unaware of how this business works.
Yeah. He just don't have the legendary cachet. He's got moments.
He doesn't. He has. That's what he is.
He doesn't have the Bret Hart.
Bret Hart is professional wrestling.
Right.
Goldberg is a moment.
What did Bret say, Rissa? What do you want me to do? Push-ups.
Where the girls at? What was that, the WrestleMania doc? What was that? Yeah.
Want me to start doing push-ups?
I hate that at 45, I love talking about wrestling, but I hate that its current product really isn't a part of my life anymore. Well, for literally the first, for the first time in my entire life, I can say it's just not a thing.
Yeah,
for me
while we're talking wrestling, though, why don't we bring in the Ultimate Warrior and get him to wish D'Lo happy birthday?
D'Lo, from the skies above, I want to wish you a happy birthday today, because when you look into the solar system, when you look into the Sacramento A's, when you look into Bret Hart's soul, you will see Damian Barley, and you'll see a happy birthday from the Warrior.
Thank you. That's number one. I didn't want to tell you before I talked before the show, too.
No, I see that. Yeah. No. Yeah, it's good, Jesse. That's great.
Real quick before we, while we have a couple minutes to spare, I saw something the other day. I had never seen this before. But they were talking about the glass breaking on Stone Cold's intro being the soundtrack. Excellent. The soundtrack to the Attitude Era. Like that.
Yeah.
That breaking glass defines that whole era. And then Paul.
Agreed.
Oh, well, okay. When are you?
Are You Ready is really close.
It is.
Are You
That's
Ready
a good call.
Is really, really
That's
close.
That's a good call. But Paul Heyman took it a step further and said that glass breaking signified a shift in almost how all of wrestling operated. And he said, you could make the argument. He said, I will make the argument. That's the most, it's very specific, very baseball, but that's the most pivotal sound in the history of professional wrestling. That glass breaking.
I agree.
And I was like, I never thought about
agree.
It that way.
I agree.
I think
he's
Cena's
right. He's right.
Might be up there too.
He's right. I think Paul's right. Mm. And when you win, you get to do what you want. Let's not underplay the like that was
it was that, but much like Real American, there's a it's not the it doesn't hit immediately as the glass breaking just because
you're
right. Songs
no,
the, on, right
yeah yeah the glass the glass is sudden and it gets your it's an immediate oh
right like there's a reason why 17,000 in unison would go
right
like that they wouldn't necessarily do that for a Real American. It'd be
sure.
It'd be like
do it now.
Yeah, that'd be
yeah,
like that.
It's a build, whereas Austin is a shock.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of. I never thought of it like that. There's a lot of validity to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Cena's might be the next.
Cena's
he might be the next.
When that hits, that'll go crazy.
Yeah,
too.
He might be next. All right, we'll come back. We'll start the show. We're being reminded of Val Venus's theme song.
Hello, ladies.
The wildest Titantron video of all time. Jesse asked a great question as it pertains to the Sacramento Kings. We'll put that in front of you next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.